Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it on a...
This is a double Husker win Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Two wins. Two wins is better than one. It's also better than none, but that's besides
it's always point. It's always better when they just got to give you the okie doke on the scheduling,
right? Like, okay,
both of them represented,
and don't make me watch both of them at the same time. Like, it's hard to focus.
Was that pitcher and Frank?
Yeah, like I was trying to figure. So I'm at PBA. You know, I'm in my spot, but I got my phone. I got the girls' game on my phone, and I got the guys in the building. So I'm trying to watch them both and be courteous and respectful to both of them, and you know. You know how you got to get it done sometimes. I got to make it work. And trying to fist pump the women when a bad thing happened for the men. So I had to be careful, like, not to anybody think I was rooting against the Huskers. That wasn't what it was. Starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. You can join us. You can call in. You know, you say what's up. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. And then on the Starter Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, our partner out there. On Havelock. Tell them about the Mercado, Jay Foreman.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located 84th and Havelock. I always say every type of meat, every type of cut. Single serving size, family serving size with the playoffs coming up, the divisional round. It's always good to go down there and get you a pre-made meal. So it's all to the good down there at the great people at the Mercado.
Where do you get your meat? The Mercado. That's how that works. 71-64, ladies win. The men hang on in spite of some terrible officiating down the stretch. And I hate to point to it, but my goodness gracious, that was terrible. That was terrible. Like, if you're going to stare that hard at KSA, at least pay attention to the four steps that the guy he was defending took.
Yeah, he did, James. He did. Look, you can see it on the TV copy. He did James Brown, that bad boy.
Yeah, he moonwalked, he man. Moonwalked. I was like, wait a minute, what is going on?
But he did
bro?
The James Brown when James would go around on the one foot. And
yep, camel walk.
Yeah, yeah. So
let me do the camel walk.
But you know what was crazy is, like, I was, you know, you always kind of, you know, the fouls kind of end up close to each other. But there was at one point in time, I think Nebraska had 10 fouls and Ohio State had 3. You know,
it was terrible.
And so that was really what kept the game close. And then Nebraska missed a couple front ends of one-on-ones. And then they also missed a couple when they got into the double bonus.
Yeah, I kept looking at the numbers, right? And, again, if it's not a Nebraska being ahead, the free throw differential was double digits until the fouls on purpose at the end of the game. And then a couple of the numbers that jumped out again. Nebraska ended up winning the rebounding battle, which – has been a thing that we've circled for 3 years. Will Nebraska, an undersized, undermanned, they're a man short, your best, maybe probably your second best rebounder, maybe third best rebounder off, your third best scorer off the floor, second best scorer off the floor. And then at that moment late in the game where it's Denham, Oleg, Bandamel, Casey? No, it wasn't Casey.
Yeah, at the U8 timeout, Bandmel, Tominaga, Dawson, Lawrence, Oleg.
Like not a five you thought was going to be on the floor in a Big Ten final minute.
But I like it though. Fred got cojones. And let me tell you something. My man Fred got it crunk too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
He got it hyped too. He let the ref know you went bang bang. You went three. I was reading his lips on TV. He said, "Man, you went three possessions of horrible calls." That's what I'm saying.
You're going back and forth.
You went uno dos tres. Then the dude, because you know the one ref that he was getting on knew he was wrong because he didn't tee him up. The dude across it, he must have been the lead ref. Is like, "Man, all right, enough is enough."
Well, he ran. You see the official run to the other side of the floor?
Yeah.
Like, they actually switched rotation so that they get away from
Fred. Yeah, because you know if Fred getting that mad. You know if you got Fred like that, you know it was bad. But I like it, though. I think it energized the team, and it probably energized the arena. So it was necessary. You know, it was warranted, I can tell you that.
You know, Fred just going, "Listen, man, don't get my heart going. Man. You know I got a problem."
Right. He got it. But it was warranted. It wasn't like Fran McCaffrey that tries to argue a 50-50 ball.
It wasn't manufactured.
That was something that was definitely earned by that referee crew. And everything's up to human error and stuff like that. So I do like that actually under 2 minutes they have to go back and review. So that might be the play of the game. Sam Griesel, Ohio State guy, tries to save it. Griesel goes for it. Before he even touches the ball, he has the wherewithal and the, mental capacity to make sure he gets both feet in and gets it back into, I think, Bandamel. They initially call it for Ohio State or out on Nebraska, Ohio State's ball. But when you go back, it was clear as day. That might have been the game-saving, changing play.
Oh, the breath of the room. Was waiting on.
Well, that's a winning basketball play. Those are the plays that Sam Griesel brings to a team that don't show up in the stat sheet. It only shows up when you watch the game because he knows how to play the game. I mean, play the game of basketball, and so when you have a heady player down the stretch, you know you're not going to lose games. You're going to start winning some of these games, and this is something I'm sure Fred is talking to these guys. I'm not sure if they have a day off or not. But he's talking to him about this. These are the things that we did well. This is how we were able to win this game, even though we didn't close it out perfectly like we should. Now let's get back to what we should have done, but let's not forget what we did in order to win the game. And so those are things that definitely can provide some confidence. They're going to need all they got going out to Penn State and playing there, which has always been a hard place for Nebraska to play since being in the Big Ten, regardless of who Penn State, you know, what their record is. And I think Penn State is one of those – basketball programs, they always have one or two guys. Now, they might not be obviously lottery picks, but they're guys that are going to play professionally both in the NBA and the G League, and then some guys overseas. They're going to be extremely physical. It's not the ideal place to travel and go. I think the game's at, 1:15 or something like that. I mean, that's an odd time anyways. Can we either play at 1:12? Can we play at 12? Can we play at 11? So it's going to be a big challenge, but I think this team is going to go out there and compete, and they got to take the same mindset. Now the guys that we talked about in that last group, right, they're generally backup guys. They're going to play better at home. Now when you're on the road, this is when you really got to bring your own energy and you got to bring the things that you need in order to compete on the road in the Big Ten. So it's a tall order, but this is what you signed up for, and this is what they should look forward to. I mean, I think that last night being a hallmark victory against Ohio State team, regardless of only having three seniors, you know they're going to come in and have great athletes, great depth, and be ready to play, is something that they can hang their hat on and something that they should feel confident at. Because before the season, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that thought that Nebraska was going to be able to win that game.
Well, you're 10 wins, you matched last year, and now
don't
you
stop
have
a, here,
you have,
man.
You
don't just get satisfied.
Well, you're not
with
satisfied,
being okay.
But at least you have some momentum. You have some momentum. You have something to build on. We'll throw the break here. We'll come back. Let's bring in Kevin Meyer, Meyer Quick and Bottle. Thirsty Thursdays here on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.